You're listening to SBS News.
For the first time in months, coronavirus cases in the United States have started to drop. But health officials warn they're coming down from an extraordinarily high place. For the first time since November, the seven-day rolling average of new infections in the US dropped below 100,000. The average was previously sitting at 250,000 new cases in January. The holiday surge was driven by the Californian variant, also known as the CAL20C or B1429 variant. The variant is defined by five distinct mutations, and researchers say they are still learning more about it. Dr. Jasmine Plummer, Associate Director of Applied Genomics at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, says the variant is different to the one found in the UK. However, researchers believe it is not more severe.
We're learning a lot from the strains. If we look at the UK variant, we're actually learning that it's more infectious, but like most viruses, so if we look at influenza or the flu for most people, you know, it comes out really rampant in the beginning, and so people get really severe symptoms. And then, like all viruses, they evolve to survive. So the method they do that is to try and infect more people, which does not necessarily mean that it's more severe. The numbers are still small, but it seems like it's likely more infectious, but not necessarily more severe.
Also ranking highly with the number of COVID-19 related deaths is the United Kingdom. While the United States has the highest number of deaths on a global scale, the UK is ranked fifth in the world and first in Europe. Over 117,000 people have died. However, the situation is increasingly hopeful as the country remains on track with vaccination. The UK hit its goal of vaccinating 15 million people by Sunday, with Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling it a significant milestone.
Today, we have reached a significant milestone in the United Kingdom's national vaccination programme. It has been a truly national, UK-wide effort. We've done it together. And I want to thank each and every person who has helped make it happen. You can be incredibly proud of the part you've played.
The UK became the first country in the world to approve a vaccine back in December 2020. While some countries are vaccinating in the millions, others are relying on a combination of suppliers and sources. Mexico's population of 126 million people have received around 1.6 million vaccines in total, including from China, Russia, and most recently, a shipment of AstraZeneca vaccines from India. Mexico ranks third in the world's highest coronavirus death tolls and started vaccinating health workers in December. It has since struggled to meet targets amid global shortages and delays. Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard says Mexico now plans to vaccinate those over the age of 60 between February and April.
To inform you all, also that on Tuesday, there will be the resumption of the Pfizer supply, which had been suspended due to an expansion of their plant and a contribution to the COVAX program and other initiatives. But on Tuesday, it resumes with 454,000 doses that will gradually increase each week.
Big advances are being made in Chile with nearly 1.4 million people vaccinated in a week. The massive inoculation process started in early February after the arrival of nearly 4 million doses of the Chinese Sinovac vaccine. Chinese and Russian-led productions have helped boost vaccination efforts in non-European Union countries. Serbia, a country of 7 million people, has so far vaccinated almost 600,000 people, mainly with the Chinese Sinopharm and Russian Sputnik V jabs. The country's inoculation program has been one of the most successful in the world, ranking fifth behind Israel, the UAE, the UK, and the US when comparing vaccine doses administered based on population size. 500,000 doses of the Sinopharm vaccine landed in Belgrade last week, adding to the already received 1 million doses from a month ago. Serbian Prime Minister Ana Brnabic says the program is saving thousands and thousands of lives.
What's important is that thanks to these vaccines and to the amount of vaccines we have, we've managed and will continue to save thousands and thousands of lives.
Serbia has donated a batch of 8,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine to North Macedonia, which is yet to deliver its first jabs. North Macedonia, like most other Western Balkan countries, has not yet secured a single dose of the coronavirus vaccine for its population of 2.1 million. Many of the states in the region are reconsidering waiting for Western-supplied shots and are considering the purchase of Chinese and Russian-produced vaccines. Even EU member states, Hungary and the Czech Republic, are considering putting non-EU approved vaccines to the test. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, healthcare workers are welcoming the rollout of its first COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Karine Sakar-Chaptini from the American University of Beirut Hospital says it's an important day for the country.
It's a very important day for us. We've been waiting for it. This pandemic took a great toll. We've had a lot of cases, a lot of fatalities in Lebanon, so we're really looking forward to the vaccine to hopefully see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Lebanese doctor, Dr. Rasha Sawaya, says it's a good beginning and she hopes the rest of the country will soon also be vaccinated.
Privileged, excited, happy that this is happening, that it's happening to Lebanon. A good thing for once, it's working. And I look forward to everybody being able to get the chance to get it too.
The rollout will be monitored by the World Bank and the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies to ensure safe and equitable distribution. Lebanon's political, economic and health crises have converged during the last year. The capital, Beirut, is still struggling with the aftermath of last year's devastating port explosion. Meanwhile, closer to home in New Zealand, the country's biggest city, Auckland, has entered a three-day lockdown. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the measures after three new COVID-19 cases emerged during the weekend. Australia's quarantine-free travel arrangement with New Zealand has been temporarily suspended, with the country declared a red zone from today. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.